Yes, yes.
It says Tater Reed, so.
Well, see, he's been gone for a while there, Amy Davis, because when I point to y'all, that's extreme moxie. I point with extreme moxie.
But you were pointing directly at him.
That's true. But then he just, like, adds something. He's off the cuff kind of thing. It does say Tater on the next segment. You are totally right. So I was partially wrong, but not totally. So, but you did not save us, Amy Davis.
I did. I said it was very mediocre.
But it took a while.
Yes, it did. I'm sorry.
So on today's show, we have John Big Tater Tartar, Nigel the Bull Lee, Micah Snacks Pascarell, and Ian Big Mac McInnes are not here. They are on sabbatical, but not at the same time, not together. Okay? So they're doing different sabbaticals at this time. So Amy Davis, do you know how hard it was to get a replacement for those two people?
I heard that it was very, very difficult.
It was, but actually, you know, we scraped the bottom of the barrel. We haven't said that in a while, so we scraped the bottom of the barrel to get Nigel.
I appreciate that.
on to the show because it's been a while. I haven't.
This is the last resort.
We had a plethora of people on the show last week, I think, didn't we?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Some of our new recruits were on the show. Nigel, the Bull. Yes, how can our listening audience contact us?
Virginia Tech PD reaches out to our VT community in a cornucopia. Of ways. This includes our webpage, police.vt.edu, on the Facebook of Virginia Tech Police and Rollo Nation, the Twitter at Virginia Tech Police and at Rollo Nation, the Instagram RLRO Nation, and at the VTPD Security Center phone number, which is 540-231-6411. WUVT can be reached on their webpage, wuvt.vt.edu. Through their Facebook page, WUVT FM 90.7, Blacksburg, and WUVT phone number 540-231-9888.
Again, we're going to give you the opportunity, the listeners. You know, driving around campus, you don't see many people on campus. Have you noticed?
I've noticed.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to get around campus, to drive around campus.
Yes. A whole lot of construction going on.
It's right very now. Difficult. And so I'm sure that they're at home or at work listening to the Rebel Nation radio show as we speak, right? And so the number they can call in for a plethora of answers today is 540-231-9888. Before we go to the Amy Davis bad joke of the week, Amy Davis, I don't know if you had the opportunity to look at the bad jokes.
I did.
And I don't know if any of those are yours or not.
The first one is actually mine.
But the rest have the same badness.
I think the first one is more quality.
You think it is?
I do. I think it's a bit higher caliber.
You know, our first song was from Inner Circle, and the song was Bad Boys. Where did Nigel Lee, do you remember the show Cops? Does it come back to mind?
The show itself?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. How long has it been on now?
Well, I don't even know if it's on anymore. It might have gone off the air.
I don't know.
Yeah. Did you ever have the occasion to be on one of those shows when you were one of them Norfolk police officers?
They did come to our... they came to us one time. I guess it was the early 90s, mid-90s, I guess. And I wasn't on the show itself, but I remember hearing stories from the guys about it.
Well, you know, Big Tater was filmed, not for Cops, but for Real Stories of the Highway Patrol. I was on the interstate doing a dog track at the time, and they didn't put me on. They cut Big Tater out. You know, he was edited out of that. You know, I was dreaming. You know, I thought that was going to be my stardom at that point. You know, television, going to California, being a star. But little did I know, Amy Davis, that the Rollo Nation radio show could bring greatness and could, you know, make me a star maybe one day.
Hopefully so. I mean, but it's kind of still mediocre. You need to do a little bit better.
Do you feel that dreaming of California, that California dreaming, is
yes.
a great thing to have?
Dream away.
So neither one of you could contribute to my segue.
Anybody can guess what song's coming up next from the pin.
So, Amy Davis, tell us what's our next song that we're going to play.
The artist is The Mamas and the Papas. The song is California Dreaming. The album is Greatest Hits, and the label is MCA.
All right, here we go.
Such a winter's day.
Breaking news, this just in. Big Tater failed to turn on their mic earlier. At least I think I failed. So you might not have heard the brilliance that they had to say earlier, or lack thereof. So, does this song, that last song, bring any back any memories? I mean, yeah, it is an old song, similar to Amy. But any comments on the song that we played?
It's probably from the 60s, so why are we playing it on an 80s show?
Well, the good question. So remember, the rules for this show are in the 80s.
There are rules?
Yeah, there are. Yeah, 80s or any song that could have been heard in the 80s. So unless you have a time machine, you couldn't hear 90s songs. You see where I'm going?
I see. I'm tracking.
Yeah, it's brilliant. So, Bull, what time is it?
It is PSA time.
It is PSA time.
All right. WUVT would like to remind you not to drink and drive. It does not matter if you have had one drink or 10, if you are driving 100 miles or just one. Alcohol impairs your motor coordination, and if you get behind the wheel under the influence of alcohol, you can kill yourself or somebody else. So, do yourself as well as everyone else a favor, and make sure you do not drive while under the influence of alcohol.
So, the Amy Davis, you know, I struggled when I was preparing for this show. You know, this show takes hours and hours and hours of prep time.
And it's still this mediocre?
They're true. And I have no assistant. You know, there's no funding budget for an assistant. So, I was looking at the Amy Davis bad joke of the week, and I'm thinking, well, Amy Davis is on the show. Does she not need a call sign? Nigel, during the show, I need you to think of a call sign for the Amy Davis.
Coffee lady.
Yeah, I was thinking of Bagel Queen.
Bagel Queen.
There we go, Bagel Queen.
So, Amy Davis, or Bagel Queen, would you be able to tell us about our first hour Amy Davis bad joke of the week?
I think I can handle
Shouldn't Amy be able to pick her own name, though?
Well, no, the whole point of a nickname is for someone else to choose it for
but
you.
But when it's going
to
go down in infamy.
But still.
Right.
She failed last time I gave her that option. She failed.
You called me Chipmunk last time.
So what do you got?
What do you call a wreath made of $100 bills?
And what number might they call in, Bull?
540-231-9888.
Those phones are ringing off the hook as we speak. You know,
I'm getting tired of answering them. I really am.
You know, maybe Floyd from Tom, maybe the Arnockers, or the Arnock, or the Nail Bangers.
We do have one listener, though, John.
And who might that be?
Michelle. From Christiansburg, since she is an avid listener. Well, this is her first time listening, but she would be an avid listener if she listened more than once.
And so, you know, this show reaches all over the world, you know, all over the world in the United States and Christiansburg
at the same time.
So who might be working today, Bull?
All right, working today, we have Chief Mac Babb, Major Tony Hager, we have A-Shift, Lieutenant James McLean, Corporal Austin Summers, Officer Jamal Jackson. In investigations, we have Lieutenant Kendra Klein, Sergeant Tim Wines, as Amy runs off to answer the phones, which never stop ringing, Senior Detective John Wade, Security Officer John Shearer, Security Center, we have Nicholas Kaiser working.
Did I do okay with that? That segment, did I miss anybody?
Okay.
If you turned the mic on, you did better than you did last segment.
Oh, goodness. And, you know, so during the summertime, it is a slow time for us during the summertime, right?
Oh, well,
that's correct.
But it's, you know, I guess with the fact that a lot of people are still working from home, people are starting to come back, but they're still working from home. Not as much activity during the summer as...
No, it's probably a good thing with all the construction going on. It's kind of hard to get around as it is.
So, you know, there's times when I think of places out west, and I think of you know, carrying on, you know, going out west, maybe taking my son with me.
Tornado Alley.
Yeah, that's all you got for me. I'm thinking about going to Kansas.
Carry on, my son.
Have you ever been
carry
to Kansas?
On. No. Yes, I have. Yep, went to Colorado and drove through Kansas. That was a long, long drive.
Well, it's kind of like a left overture type thing, but I think our next song is going to be what?
Kansas. Carry On My Wayward Son. Album is Left Overture, and the album is Krishna.
Could you say that one more time? Krishna.
Krishna.
Very nice, very nice.
You're welcome.
There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary you cry no
completely subpar.
The pointing at you was subpar, or was it on point?
It was on point.
So, that last song, you were away taking a phone call, so we have a little breaking news, not necessarily about what they saw driving around, that kind of thing, but they're listening to the show.
Yes.
Who's listening?
The Arnok are listening to the show.
And unbeknownst to us, you know, the Arnok is the Rolo Nation Oversight Committee that are kind of self-appointed.
And they have their own oversight committee, apparently.
That's kind of scary that we need two oversight committees for one subpar show.
We also had Tom from Floyd called in. Yeah, didn't have a whole lot to say. I'm expecting that he'll call us back, though.
Well, probably because he has to get in his car and drive to the library to get the answer to today's first Amy Davis bad joke of the week. Since he has no internet, he has to go to the library. So what number, what's that joke one more time?
The joke is, what do you call a wreath made of $100 bills?
And what number might they call in?
540-231-9888.
Can we give a hint?
Sure.
If you think of an artiste from the 80s, 70s also, and it's a female, and she's been around a while.
Yes.
So we have for today's show, breaking news, a little something special. We have two themes going on at the same time with the songs today. You know, we 3 hours of songs, so we have two themes going on at the same time. I'm not sure that our one or two listeners are able to figure it out, but let's hope they are. So we've added the food item of the week corner, Bull. And I think in the past we talked about meatloaf. Last week, that was a hit. The meatloaf show was a hit.
Yes, everyone loved that.
The next week we did French fries.
French fries.
Failure. Kind of.
I thought it was good.
You thought it was good?
I did.
Not as many calls. So this week
it's summertime.
That's true. It's true. But this week we're going to do the hot dog. We're going to focus in on the hot dog. What kind of hot dog do you prefer? What brand, what kind of thing, or what, you know, size of the hot dog, things like that. And what do you put on it?
Can we also ask if they think the hot dog is a sandwich?
Yes.
Okay.
We've done that before.
Yeah, we've dabbled in that area before, but if you want to do it again.
We don't have to.
Okay. But we didn't come to a conclusion.
Yeah. So, again, call in at 540. I've already forgotten the number.
231 9888.
How could I forget
231? You've only been doing it for 10 years. I don't know.
You know what drives me crazy? You actually.
What drives you crazy?
About hot dogs?
What's
when that? When you go ask for, or they ask you what do you want on it, and you say all the way, and they call themselves a hot dog place, but they have no idea what that means.
They don't, because it differs. Each place could be, all the way could be different ingredients. Is that what you're saying? Or
I guess, but the original and the way you're supposed to have it is mustard, chili, and onions. And that is all the way.
Is that a British thing?
No.
Do the Brits have hot dogs?
They have beans and weenies.
But they don't have hot. So
they do, but it's not, yeah.
Is there a Norfolk dog? I mean, you come from Norfolk. Does Norfolk
have there was a place I used to go to all the time, and there you'd ask for it all the way. It's like going to Philadelphia and asking for a Philadelphia cheesesteak, please, and getting yelled at if you don't order it the correct way. Yeah.
Well, some people enjoy getting yelled at. Amy, that's a common occurrence at her workplace.
It is.
Not that she yells at people, but people yelling at her. So, again, the food item of the week is the hot dog. The hot dogs. The phones are just off the hook right now. Bull, what about our VTPD at a cop corner?
Okay, for the month of May, we'd like to congratulate A-Shift Jared Phillips, B-Shift Kelly Schaefer-Baker, C-Shift Eric McDearest, and Delta Shift Austin Shanks. We'd also like to welcome to our newest VTPD recruits, Matthew McNeil, Tyler Busick, and Andrea Vile. And they start the Cardinal Criminal Justice Academy on Monday.
You know, we're talking about hot dogs again, and you know, we asked about a Norfolk dog. Have you ever had a Boston dog? A dog in Boston?
Uh-uh. Mm. Been to Boston. That's some good food up there.
It's kind of epic. It would be epic.
It would be. And it gives you more than a feeling.
It does. It gives you that special feeling getting a Boston dog. So that leads us to what, Amy?
That leads us to Boston, More Than a Feeling, from the album Boston, and the label is Epic.
Here we go. Thank you.
used to know. I closed my eyes and she slipped away. She slipped away.
Song gave me more than a feeling.
You know, let's talk about your deficiencies again, Amy. I point with you, Extreme Moxie, and you do not comment immediately on my, you know, Big Mac constantly. Now, I will say this about Big Mac.
He's crazy.
But he was saying the same way. Every time I'd point to him, no matter how I pointed it to him for his turn to talk, he would say, "Great Moxie, epic." And I'm like, I did things differently.
I will do better next time.
All right.
I will learn from my mistakes.
Let's work on that. Did we have any breaking news? Anybody call in? Anything like that? I forgot.
No. Okay. No one's listening.
So let's talk about that hot dog thing again. So Big Tater, I like a dog all the way. The only problem is, if you get one all the way, what's the problem there, Amy? Working in the food industry, you should know this.
I actually don't know.
You have to wear a bib. You know, you have to have a lot of napkins. You
okay.
know? So, because they pile it on there. And
see, I'm not that messy of an eater.
All right. Well, so, again, what do you put on a hot dog?
Usually just ketchup and chili. Maybe some slaw.
Now, the chili has to be a certain kind of chili. Is that correct?
Yes, not canned.
No beans?
No.
Okay. Yeah, no beans. That's too chunky.
I dabble in the ketchup. Definitely ketchup, mustard, onions.
There are people out there that say ketchup should not go on a hot dog.
What kind of freak show are we talking about here? What do you mean ketchup should not go on a hot dog?
It's not a thing. Ketchup on hamburgers is fine, but ketchup on a hot dog is not
delicious.
Supposed to. No, the purists out there would say that's a bad
luck. Have either of you had a Chicago dog?
Yes. Yes. Very delicious.
There?
I can't give you the name of the business, you know, but there is a place just inside of Jottles that makes one of the best hot dogs around here. It's Texas Toast. And that is the bun. And
is it a gas station?
Again, without giving names out, yes, it could be a gas station. Best food I've ever had around here.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Is a gas station.
So that really brings us into that point we're talking about a few shows ago, sandwich or hot dog? A sandwich?
It's got to be a hot. You know, hot dog is.
But if it's on Texas Toast.
That's true.
You're crossing the line.
See, you just changed that whole dynamic.
Speaking of changing dynamics, the social media. We dabble in social media. We are on the Instagram, the Twitter, and the Facebooker. We are not on the Snapchatter. We don't TikTok yet, I guess. but our Virginia Tech Police Department and Rolo Nation is on Facebook. So, Amy, this is you and I. So let's see how you do. Normally it's Big Mac and myself. The Virginia Tech Police Department on Facebook, last show.
28,300.
This week?
28,292. That is an increase of -8.
Rolo Nation, last show.
1,453.
This week?
1,451.
Increase of?
-2.
-2. Check my math as we're going along. WUVT on Facebook, last show?
3,336.
This week?
3,337.
Went up +1, yeah.
Yes.
Virginia Tech Housing and Residence Life, last show?
1,133.
This week?
1,168.
Increase of?
35.
Yeah, well, they always go up. I think there's a lot of interest in housing and residence life, you know, parents, students.
It took him a while.
The University of Texas at Austin Police Department, last show.
26,764.
This week.
26,759.
Increase of?
Negative 5.
You know, on Instagram, we're Roller Nation and the Virginia Tech. Well, actually, I take that back. Yeah, Instagram, it's just Roller Nation. Last show.
535.
Went down. Amy, I don't know why you had to dislike the Roller Nation on Instagram.
You
but
constantly call me subpar, so.
That's true. So the number this week is 534. Virginia Tech Housing and Residence Life, last show.
3,791.
This week.
3,792.
WVT, last show.
1,202.
This week.
1,203.
The University of Texas at Austin Police Department has no clue that they're in an unofficial contest with us as for the most social media likes. Last show?
2,257.
This week?
2,385.
So they're going up on the Instagram.
They're really surpassing us.
Twitter, Roller Nation, last show?
193.
This week we went up to nothing. You know, nothing. The Virginia Tech Police Department, same thing. We're holding steady at 10,200. WVT, last show.
1,839.
This show, this week.
1,843.
Virginia Tech Housing and Residence Life, last show.
2,975.
This week.
2,972.
Actually went down on Twitter. Yeah.
We did.
So breaking news, this just in. Boy, what do we have?
Oversight committee called in, and they said we have reached new levels of mediocrity.
With our hot dog, or just the overall show?
They mentioned the hot dog show.
Right.
And apparently the oversight committee has a favorite hot dog, and it's the Chicago dog.
Oh, see?
The Chicago dog.
Mentioned a certain establishment up there that they like to go to.
Do they go as a group? And if they go there, do they meet there to discuss the Rollo Nation radio show and how, you know, subpar it is compared to the hot dogs? That
they do have some news for us, though.
Well, what might that be?
They are not fully accredited.
They're accredited.
It was a long and arduous process, but they've made it. They are a fully accredited oversight committee now.
Because of us? Probably.
Probably despite us, but yeah.
So we talked about, nobody called in about the joke.
No.
Nobody.
It's disappointing.
It is a little disappointing. I guess Tom has other things to do, other things going on. But normally, let's go ahead and give the answer. So, what's the joke one more time?
What do you call a wreath made of $100 bills? The answer is Aretha Franklin's.
Aretha Franklin's. This is one of my favorites. Was this yours?
That was actually one of mine.
Now, do you create these or do you borrow them?
Sometimes they just come to me, and then other times I borrow. Yeah. This one was borrowed.
Borrowed. You know, I did a lot of walking yesterday. I had the occasion to do some walk with a cop. The chief and I walked with some Housing Residence Life staff. I walked with one of the a person that we have been mentoring for a long period of time. The rain caused the third walk with a cop because it was raining so off and on, we had to cancel and reschedule. You know, but walking around campus, just beautiful, beautiful yesterday when it wasn't raining.
Correct.
Were you carrying your lucky challenge coin?
I was. Did I lose it? I was carrying it.
Yeah.
That makes me think. But as I was walking around, I'm like, you know, this place kind of reminds me of Memphis. Have you ever been to Memphis?
I have.
I have not.
Yeah, been to Graceland and, yeah.
That's all you got for me. That's all.
No, because I threw the coin thing at you, which I don't think registered either.
It did not.
I'm trying. If you look at the
audience. Oh, yeah. Yes. So
mediocrity is taken to a whole new level in this show, isn't
mediocrity,
it?
Mediocrity. It's subpar.
Yeah. Well, Amy, tell us about our next song. It's one of my favorites. Love listening to this song.
The artist is Mark Cohn. The song is Walking in Memphis. The album is Mark Cohn, and the label is Atlantic.
Here we go.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. Won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class.
10 feet off a beam, walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him. They just hovered around his tomb. There's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis. On the table, they've got gospel in the air. Reverend Green, be glad to see you when you haven't got a prayer. But boy, you got a prayer in Memphis. Piano every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I sang with all my might. She said, tell me, are you a Christian, child? And I said, in the middle of the pouring rain.
Tartar, I have to tell you, you point with extreme moxie.
I think I hurt myself a little bit.
I think you did.
So, Bull's got a phone call. One of you got a phone call. So, what time might it be, Bull?
It might be time for me to sneeze. I'm sorry.
Are we really going to sneeze? I cannot believe. You know, this is the time that I need your mic turned off.
Okay,
you know,
I'm
talk
back,
about
back. It's PSA time, my brother.
Subpar.
Yeah. The Future Economy Collective is celebrating 1 year of mutual aid in the NRV. Since March 2020, they've delivered nearly 1,000 boxes of food and emergency supplies to families in crisis. Funded by the proceeds of the volunteer-operated South Pole Cafe, anyone can support the project by volunteering their time, or by stopping in for lunch at 204 Draper Road, on the corner of Draper and Jackson in downtown Blacksburg.
So, did you give me breaking news?
Yes, I did. Tom from Floyd called us back. Anyone comments on the hot dogs situation? He's from Western Pennsylvania. Says sauerkraut is a staple in hot dogs out that way. And he also mentioned a restaurant chain that I don't believe is in business anymore, but he said that they had steamed beer hot dogs, and they had sweet onion and tomato relish, tomato pepper relish, which he said was very, very good.
My mom makes an amazing sweet pepper relish. amazing. Has to be on my hot dog if I have any of it. Do you dabble in coleslaw?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, yeah. Has to be the right kind of coleslaw. You
it
know?
Does.
Yeah. Not a lot of moisture, because then it makes the bread soggy.
I don't dabble on my hot dogs with it, though.
Really?
Pulled pork,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's another show. So, Amy Davis, do you have any breaking news?
I do. That was the Arnox, and they just wanted to say that they could not ever figure out what's going on in Corporal Tartar's mind.
Yes. A lot of people say that, to include my wife. Yeah, exactly right. So, speaking of subparness, Miss Carrie is listening to the show, and she epitomizes subparness. When you look in the dictionary for subpar, her picture is going to be in there. She says that, you know, she's listening, you know, in Montgomery County, way over there near the Roanoke County line, and she says horseradish and ketchup. And, you know, I love some horseradish. But
that's cocktail sauce.
Really?
Yeah.
So you say no to horseradish?
No, it's good, but I'm saying horseradish and ketchup is cocktail sauce.
I say no to horseradish.
Yeah. Interesting concept. So, you know, moving right along, the Virginia Tech Police Department birthday corner segment. Bull, who's got birthdays this
All right, week? Let's see. Happy birthday to Virginia Tech PD June birthdayers. Got Susie Ratcliffe, Joshua Stone, Timothy Everhart, and James Bearfield.
I think you actually skipped over one.
Did I?
You did. Yourself.
Oh, no, that wasn't a skip.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
You know,
I'll be able to, I can buy a beer now. I'm 21.
Just slightly 21. A plethora of things to go over today. Can't go to the Amy Davis Bad Joke of the Week because we have not reached our next hour. Let's talk about deep thoughts. Amy Davis, I reached out to a plethora of people for deep thoughts, and I got little response. So I guess most of my friends don't have deep thoughts.
Probably so.
Right. So the first deep thought that we have is for the first hour. Did you ever think about that eating tacos wasn't cheating on your diet? Maybe going on the diet was cheating on your tacos. And this comes from the Taco Bell Chihuahua. You know, in RAD we talk about Taco Bell.
Yes, we talk about Taco Bell a lot.
A plethora.
Your cara.
Yeah. So, what are your thoughts on, you know, tacos and dieting, and is that really cheating on your diet?
No, well, it's cheating on the tacos, is the way I feel about it.
That's how you feel about it?
Yes, it's cheating on the tacos.
What about you, Big Mac? That would be your time. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
jump
Mac.
In there.
Yeah. He's having a senior moment, but that's okay. I don't think it's cheating because I think they're pretty low in calories for the most part, depending what you put on it.
So the themes for today's show, moving right along, the themes for today's show, there are two of them, and then there is a third that I just came up with.
Oh, wow.
I had the occasion to be speaking to the Carrie, subpar Carrie, and we were going out. She was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm preparing for the radio show. You know, it's a lot of preparation. I don't have a staff like you do. And so she suggested some country. And so we're dabbling with some country today. And the next song, that last song we played, Walking in Memphis, is kind of country, would you say?
Yeah, country is a staple.
It is a staple.
Music.
And travelers, you know, sometimes people that travel love to listen to some country music.
Especially when you're traveling in Tennessee.
Yeah, especially in Tennessee.
Yeah.
It's not good to consume whiskey while in a vehicle. Would
no,
that be accurate?
That would be accurate.
Which leads us to our next song. And what might that be, the Amy Davis?
Well, that would be Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton from the album Traveler, and the label is RCA.
Hopefully this goes as smooth as I want it to be.
It's probably not.
Ballroom.
That was a little less moxy this time.
But with incredible smoothness.
Yes.
It was very soothing.
Very soothing. So we talked about the no calls in on the deep thought of the first hour. So that must have been a failure. Let's talk about the weather. You know, the weather outside today, not too bad.
It's frightful.
Yeah. Blacksburg has a plethora of weather conditions all within the same day. Sometimes the same hour. Bull, what about, is it good weather today to be surfing out on Clater Lake?
Probably not. It's really humid and it's not a whole lot of wind out there to, generate waves. Because you get those Clater Lake big old tsunami type waves sometimes.
And you think,
I don't think today's a good day.
You think Bud's out there, Bud Foster's out there trying?
He may very well be out there.
Which leads us to our next corner, the Bud Foster Crater Lake Surf Report. Tell us about the surfing conditions out there on Crater Lake.
Cue the Beach Boys music. Because Crater Lake's current water temperature is 77 degrees. That's kind of balmy for the water temperature out there. Today's forecast is a high around 78, feels like 85, and a low around 65. Winds are out of the west-southwest at 3 miles per hour, which is not good for surfing, with gusts of 11 miles per hour. A little trivia here. What is a pocket? A pocket, I'm referring to surfing, is a section of the wall just ahead of the curl. This is usually the steepest part of the wave and the most desirable place to surf. If you can stay in or near the pocket, you can generate maximal speed and enjoy a longer ride. Interesting.
Did you dabble in surfing in the Norfolk of Virginia, which is close to the Virginia Beach by chance?
No, I sure didn't. I watched them a couple times. They have the East Coast Surfing Championships out there every year. It's kind of cool to go watch.
You know, in your youth, did you ever get confused with, you know, being a beach boy, you know, being out there on the beach, and maybe you just appeared like you knew what you were doing on the waves?
I don't think anybody ever confused me with being a surfer or a beach boy.
Which leads us to our next song, which is what, Amy Davis?
Beach Boys, Surfin' USA, on the album Surfin' USA, and the label is Capitol. Was very, very smooth this time.
You're just saying that. At this point, you are just saying that.
No.
What might our listening audience be listening to?
They are listening to WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg.
You don't stand up just for me, but the listening audience, you know, Micah, we miss Snacks so much because he had the ability over the radio to tell our listeners or make them, you know, visualize what was going on in the studio. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
I know. I couldn't think of anything.
Let's talk about, we talked about the Bud Foster's Crater Lake Surf Report. Let's talk about wellness. Bull, do you focus on wellness? Because I noticed that other than the way you eat hot dogs or don't eat hot dogs the right way, do you focus on wellness? I mean, you are an athlete.
Well, you can't have a body like mine without focusing on wellness.
And again, what you are, and you know, when you came here, when COVID started, you were about to play in an adult soccer league. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Over 40 league. Yeah. So,
what position do you play normally?
Fullback.